They call him Punt Slide. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. Punt Slide. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. Rock.
They call him
the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. We got another good show for y'all today. One episode away from the 100th episode, so y'all already know what it is. Today, it's all about pictures, audio pictures, paint pictures, artist paint pictures. So, with that being said, let's get into another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Black cinema, that's what's popping. Earl Simmons, that's what's popping. O'Shea Jackson, that's what's popping. Jean Grey, that's what's popping. Corey McKay, that's what's popping. Nasir Jones, that's what's popping. Sean Carter, that's what's popping. Tupac Shakur, that's what's popping. General Monk, a.k.a. Prodigy, that's what's poppin'. Big L, that's what's poppin'. Black Thought, that's what's poppin'. Christopher Wallace, that's what's poppin'.
Yo, you are tuned in to Rada's Podcast, all right? And this is your girl, Shan, the silly one, the throw goat. What's up? I hope you guys are enjoying the episode. And if you are a podcaster, like I discussed in this episode, don't sleep on yourself, okay? If you need a little bit of guidance, I got you. Lulu.com for the podcast books. Put in the podcast journal and you will see one book that turns into two books that turns into three books. And it's a write-in journal for you to create however you want to create. And if you're looking for me, just check out shambipodden.com. Enjoy the episode.
Wild Wild Records in this bitch.
Wild Wild in this bitch.
Remember the name, all these other niggas is perpetrating. Stop hating,
hater.
It's a new day. We here to do new shit. New styles. New flows. Boy, get out, niggas better get ready. They gonna taste some shit. Here it is. Nigga, we already hot.
Here it is.
G.O. never surrender, nigga, never defeat. Rabbit punch a motherfucker from his head to his feet. Eyes bloodshot red, I ain't getting no sleep. Coming through your front door, I ain't trying to street. I got guns loaded and shit, clips ready to flip. Niggas ready to dip, and bitches ready to sip. They also ready to fuck, they runners, for real. We murdering motherfuckers, meaning niggas we kill. So get back, and give a nigga some space. For what had this automatic pointed dead at your face. You better stop and drop if I cock the Glock. And leave your ass wetter than bucket and mop. A bucket of slot, a bucket of pop, a sucking and chop. You niggas better duck on your rock if I'm busting or not. Fucking with me, y'all done seen me change. 10 years in the street, y'all done seen the rain. Bring the pain, I'm gon' bring the game. Have you laying in a box while you sing the thing.
Touched on the up next, y'all, bitch, getting through show. Nigga, you was wrong, so I'm about to hit you like a bomb. Splitting wigs like red and meth, collabing on a song. And since you getting out of pocket, you gon' get stuck. My name is Tuck Sconey, homie, I don't give a fuck. All this weed and all this liquor, it keeps me faded and medicated. Motivated, dedicated to the grind. Shit is weighing heavy on my mind. Rhyme to forget that it was just my mother's time. Lime in my chest will help me cope with it. G.O. pass the B and let me show with it. I'm getting faded like I'm supposed to be. Swine wild when this bitch
representing money.
2003, yeah.
Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. You didn't want me in this game, now you stuck with me. I'm taking over beats like I take over streets. If you fucking with me, then you fucking with me. I got friends and foes, bros and hoes, deep in these streets like G's and Mo's. Smoking on trees that's green and troll. Y'all niggas don't know, so here we go. Size 13 Timbo in your dough. Smack the shit out your mama like she's a hoe. Grab your bitch by her hair, on her knees she go. Squeeze these knives till I can't squeeze no more.
Here we go now, mate. Here we go now. After we come off and let these niggas know how we do this. Cause we them wild, wild thugs. Mr. Mac Love. Hey, welcome to the beat, nigga. G.O., bring that shit back, nigga. These niggas ain't gonna get away like that. Nigga, crank it up. Niggas, crank it up. These niggas tried to ride on the Mac, love. Like I ain't got a million niggas as my backup. Get fucked up about the feel of revenge is. I'm coming for you and your motherfucking kids, kid. Nigga, it's me. I'm the voice speaking from the dark. Into the center, motherfucking get ripped apart. Now face your guard as my hollow points put your flesh. You caught ones in the dome, two to the chest. Now you pass or bow down, fool to the realest. You can't fuck with us wild, wild niggas. We pullin' triggers late, night pit bulls fight. We sportin' Teflon niggas turning out dyke. My shit is tight, nigga, what?
South to the west side, from the city of Shaq. When we born to ride, niggas are scared to die. And we ride and get high, hate niggas that lie. Try to take mine, end up trying to find who shot you from behind. Believe me, it's easy, come fuck with my kind. All we do is carry Glock 9s. I think you fuck with me now. Who, what the fuck, and how? Who this boy run with this crowd? I bet y'all hear me now. Turn me mug to smiles. I done told you, you don't wanna come with the pistols. I'ma show you, and I wouldn't want to know you hoe you.
I done told you. I was silly, fucking shot you. The punk ass mark. Can't hang with the wild wild. Can't perpetrate our style. The shit is over. The new beginning. Wild hunters. South side, west side. North and south. We all together. The shit ain't even getting no better. The hard ass.
Shout out for y'all nigga. Ha! Where it goes down. You know what I mean? Wild wild. Drafted in the game, crafted. Six other niggas playing on my team to back it. Off the bench and get past the rock. It's time to bounce through this rush while they give me a block. These other niggas ain't with shots, it's they halves. But I'm working the zone and court advantage is home. 3-point niggas, they post on the corner with triggers. Stand on the points from long range, avoid the slam game. War jump, so we gotta play up and catch this nigga trying to score when he come to lay up. Leave a midget, caught a foul. Coach working with commissioners, set a player down for a while. Now I'm stationed, need a lawyer, surrounded with bench warmers, fair water. What a way to treat your starter.
Shit, I did.
Shit, team second quarter, they tired. I'm back on the game and I brought quarter key for the ride.
This is for the niggas in the shot town. Living in the hood where it go down. From the North Pole to the wild, 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 wild. The west side, pits in the game. Yeah, the game now. This is for the niggas in the shot town. Living in the hood where it go down. From the North Pole to the wild, 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 wild. West side, players in the game now.
We set up shop and burn blocks. Suspects in the cafeteria, who's hot? Take our spot, I think not. Keep infrared. Got a fat chick in the hood. All the guys call her chicken head. Speak the truth through my vocal cords. I open up, Lord. I'ma give you young guys what you're hoping for. To me, your cats is like Disney. Write a book, label with misery. Nigga, check the history. I've been on a delay. Y'all just a replay of me in the 80s. Back in my heyday, and I've been Wilson throwback. Y'all niggas on Prozac, all X'd out. I'ma show you where your hoes at. I'm ruthless, the truth is you don't really wanna know the truth. The truth hurts cause your bitch made all up in a blue skirt. Let that ass twerk and percolate, niggas love to hate. I'ma bury your ass on Memorial's Day. Let's pray, bow your heads to this. Go and smoke the L's of this. Pimps up, hoes down, now I'm in the zone now. The street sweepers, honey got me in a sleeper. Quarter key, yo, the goddamn Grim Reaper.
Y'all niggas been sleeping for a while.
Stop.
Tuck Scully from Wild Wild Records with these usual suspects.
Too much hating in the
my
city.
Nigga lit.
Let's
we
get
finna
this
do
going.
This, boy.
Keep it cracking, baby. Boy.
We the niggas in the streets after midnight. Under street lights, causing street fights. We them hunters, niggas bend, but we don't break. Seeing what you can't shake, you baking Hell's Lake. Getting little when the cops come. Hear them shots, play dumb. Here we come, better run. A code of silence is a must, or we'll bust. We lose trust, and you'll be dust. And these bitches bleed too. These hoes will lead you into a setup and come right back and grieve you. This shot will leave you bloody and bruised. smoking, we cruise the 2000 home of the blues.
Yeah, yeah. Niggas in the shot town, shot town. Living in the hood where it go down. From the North Pole to the wild, 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 wild. The West Side pits in the gang now. This is for the niggas in the shot town, shot town. Living in the hood where it go down. From the North Pole to the wild, 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 wild. The West Side players in the gang now.
That was today's What's Poppin' Artist of the Day. The Wild Wild Thugs with Still Ballin'. And The Suspects featuring Tuck Sconey with Sleepers. Both songs are available on all streaming platforms. Y'all go get that Chicago Sleepers mixtape volume 1, y'all. Welcome to Rodus Live. I'm your host, Rodus. And the name of this episode is called Flicks. This is actually about a song that I wrote on my first album. It was used for a compilation album, so I actually leaked the song on there. But what we're going to actually get into is the writing process and what sprung this song. So I was working on my first solo album, and I wanted a song that was creative, that I could stretch my potential, or, you know, challenge myself with. So actually, me and my producer, we was actually talking about the song the other day. He actually brought it up. Shout out to Patrick Jefferson, a.k.a. Lit. He got the beat. So we actually got together. It wasn't sending tracks back and forth. I actually went to the studio and met up with him to pick the beat, craft the beat from scratch and everything. So basically I told him, hey, you know, I wanna do a song about movies. I love movies. So I didn't know exactly how I was going to execute the song, but after I heard the beat, it just came to me. So I didn't actually write it right then and there at the studio. I took it home and I sat with it a little bit, rode around in my car with it, you know, on a CD player. In Chicago, I hit Lakeshore Drive. And I just got to it, you know, I just vibed out. I just zoned out with it. You know, hit Lakeshore Drive, rode to Great America and back. And, you know, the ideas, they start coming to me. So when I actually decided to put it down and write it, you know, I was at the kitchen table eating some cereal. And I just took my time on every bar. When I actually wrote the song, it was just kind of incredible how I was using pictures, movie pictures, to create a picture through audio. So when you actually hear a song, you can actually see the story that I'm creating through the rhyme. I think the whole total process of me writing a song took maybe like 15 minutes. So it's actually three verses. And when I was sitting down writing it, you know, all the verses was good. And people always think, oh, the song, it gotta have a hook. What the hook gonna be? But I felt like, you know, if I added a hook to the song, it wouldn't really do the song any justice. So basically what I decided to do after I wrote the three verses down, you know, just count on
the actual studio session. So basically in the studio session, you know, shout out to Swift and Lit and rest in peace, Gary, the engineer, Blue Heron Studios. We just thought of some creative on the spot for the hook, as opposed to just throwing anything up in there, because it wouldn't have done the song any justice if I would have tried to force some unoriginal, bootleg, generic hook on these great verses. Now, I ain't trying to toot my own horn, but my producer, he the one who actually became the catalyst for this episode, because we was talking about it, and he mentioned all the great bar work in the song. Like, every song is a film, a movie, an actor, something that's eye-catching or headlining that's involved in the song, and it actually makes good sense conceptually. I consider it a masterpiece. I'm gonna actually play the song at the end of the episode so everybody can be the judge of it themselves and see what I'm talking about. So let's just talk about writing overall, the difference between writing rhymes, writing episodes, writing books. First, writing books. Since I've only written one book, I've written multiple songs, and I've written multiple podcast episodes. One thing that's good about writing podcast episodes, and you actually creating a picture with the audio, you know, from your perspective to get out to the listeners, is that you get to do it more often. That's the difference with the episodes. And they resonating with people, and it's helping people, and they're getting a positive message that you're trying to convey every week on a weekly basis. So that's what's good about writing the podcast episodes. As far as writing a book, it'll take a little more time, even though I wrote my book, White Lines, for those who don't know. It's available on Amazon by Rodas Hunt, shameless plug. Writing a book in a traditional sense, I think it'll have to be a little more calculated. It's more detailed if you write in a traditional book in a traditional sense, as opposed to the book that I wrote with the motivational quotes. I was just jotting them down, however they came to me. But writing a book is more time consuming. As far as an album, you got to get the mood together. You got to sit down and meditate and see where you want to go with the overall body of work. Then after that, you got to kind of separate the album into quarters. Like, okay, the first quarter, let me get all my beats together. Second quarter, let me see which songs I want to get together first. If there's any type of collaborations on a project, I want to knock all of the collaborations out so it won't be nothing to hold up the project. Third, you want to make sure that all the songs that you have by yourself, you go in and you knock them out. You know, make sure they stand out, make sure they're good, make sure that you're putting something together that's resonating with the people. The last stage, you want to make sure that all the paperwork is right, your copyrights is correct. You want to make sure that you're going to be able to get paid off of your work. You want to make sure that you got a good marketing scheme. You want to make sure that you got ways to promote it. You want to have things lined up where you could actually support the project by touring, doing shows, videos, all of that. And then last but not least is actually releasing the actual project to the world and then just seeing what the response is and what the results are and seeing how it actually does. I've written a lot of songs, and this song Flicks is one of the most creative songs that I ever written. And I'm just reflecting back on it because it's a good body of work. I wouldn't have never thought about it if it wasn't for my homie Lit, aka Patrick Jefferson, Lit One Productions. He brought it up and he was telling me about it. A lot of the fans, they liked the song as well because it was kind of like their first introduction to my music by me putting it on a mixtape, and it got a lot of reach and it was well received. So yeah, that was a good thing. So this has been another episode of Riders Live. We out of here with Flicks, y'all. Peace.
Yo, Jay, what's your favorite movie, man?
What's up with the truth, bro? Damn.
Hey, I like Cool Kaiser.
Hey, that shit was cool.
Waterfront was like Starlock 17, William holding Marlon Brando minus James Dean, before the King of New York took over New Jack City. 8mm cameras used to indict John Gotti, Soprano serenading Scarface in front of Goodfellas, thugs running casinos, murder for Ratta, all the traffic selling blow got in Carlito's way, cops are shady as though on a training day. Don't go in the basement, them keys are safe property. Got that hard, my sixth is watching. He heard his heart surviving in the belly of Sugar Hill, dodging a big peasy, living in a big ship. All the hoodlums, they just boys in the hood that went to Cooley High, tight like the woods. Streets is watching, I'm talking on the cell. Money talks, y'all way to excel.
Man, yo, I like Sissy Tyson.
I got one for you. Godfather.
All the Godfathers.
Shit, I got one for y'all ass. Motherfucking Goodfellas.
That was tight. What about Mom?
I like Carrie.
Oh, that was shit.
I spit on your grave.
Friday the 13th,
man. No, Magic.
I set it off for dead presidents. Like a nigga escaped from Alcatraz after time spent. Beat streets daily, kicking poetic justice. Get a love, Jones, whenever I spit it. I'm just a menace to society, drinking my juice. In at least 48 hours, trading places for loose. Catch me with brothers, it's fast and furious. Blue chip blasters, busting clips to bust. Stand by me, enemy of the state. Instead of get caught, get riders, await my fate. Can't tell which way is up in the penitentiary. A hero ain't nothing but a sandwich in the cemetery. My tombstone reads, he was the last man standing. Against the unforgiving, the quick and the dead. A gladiator with an Amanian blade. Unusual suspect to hit the world trade, nigga.
Man, John, scared as hell of the Omen,
Joe. I'm scared of that shit. I got that shit on DVD. With the uncut version.
Nah, the Exorcist.
The Exorcist was the shit, though. You know that was
like
all
scary movie, Joe. Scary movie with the
word
Fun House. Fun House, Joe.
Nah, nigga, Animal House.
I went to Philadelphia to meet the preacher's wife at Big Mama's house to give a long kiss goodnight. My final destination, second guess, my primal fear. An angel in the outfield was rookie of the year. All the hot boys was at the Players Club, saving Isaiah, but he was already sprung. All the president's men was in too deep. Two could play that game, nigga, don't fall asleep. The boomerang effect made him soak in purple rain near Brewster's place. Dodging a hurricane, Chris Tucker got a booty call from Sparkle, who had a fatal attraction that was unbreakable. She made a few good men kill a last Boy Scout. They became fugitives with no way out. They ran the Green Mile just to free Willie. True lies, she only told Cornbread, Earl, and me.
They popped the shit out of
me. They killed Cornbread! Man, you see how little Larry Ginsberg was in that motherfucker.
No, they killed Cochise, no.
Cochise, yeah, they
Cochise
was
my boy. He deserved
that, man.
He deserved that, man. Would have got fucked up.
He deserved that. You know, and Peace was a hoe.
What's the best movie, Joe? What's the best movie
of all time, man? Can't be Scarface.
No, rich man, poor man.
nigga Spider-Man. Take a look at all these in your DVD collection.
CD playing your car
and videotapes.